Hi, welcome to Geeks Are Wired. We're the podcast where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. You can also check out our Patreon. Patreon.com/geeksarewired or something. I don't know. Yeah. And then you can also email us at geeksarewired.com.
No, that's not right at all.
geeksarewired@gmail.com. Or give us a call at 801-896-4335. That last four is geek. This week on our fantastic podcast of Geeks Are Wired, we have Bill.
Yes.
We have Anthony.
Hi.
We've got Joey.
Hello.
And we got Anna.
Hi. And we also have Ted.
Well, as always, I'm your host, Ted. Happy to be here. So, this last part may or may not be true. This is episode number, 339. 339 episodes. If you got this far, wow, good on you. If you just started here, hey, good for you, too.
I actually would be kind of curious who's been here for the long haul.
Yeah, like, if you got this far.
I know one person.
Consider getting some help.
The main host.
I'm curious. Just you?
Do I need help? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I think so.
Who's been listening the longest?
I've listened to every episode.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, do you
know who
else?
We're here for you, Bill.
Who, is it the basketball player, right?
Oh. Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal has listened to every episode as well.
Number one supporter.
We're certain that he listens to our podcast.
Why don't I believe you?
I can't imagine why you don't believe me.
All right.
It was another host, the part of the show that said it. They verified.
A verified listener?
No, verified host.
Oh, verified host?
Yeah.
Do they got a checkbox next to their name?
Yeah.
Okay. On what? Patreon?
No.
Podbean?
Jamie. You don't remember Jamie? I guess Jamie's pre you guys. He knows Jamie.
Kind of.
Jamie.
Alex.
I know. That's what I figured. All right, whatever.
There you go.
Moving on.
Previous hosts. Verified.
Got it. Okay. I don't know.
Sure. We'll start with this one.
That was fun.
It was fun? Yeah. No, it's just quiet.
I'm glad.
Oh, this is an older one.
That talk.
No, it's new. Again.
You've had... Okay.
No, no. It happened. Again.
Did it?
Again.
So, actually, that might be the new one.
You added this
January 17th.
January 17th.
Oh, that's okay. This is the old one.
Okay.
So a month ago or a couple weeks ago, 770 million email addresses and passwords were posted.
And
recently, there's a bigger one.
A bigger one?
Yes.
Billions?
Yes.
Trillions?
I think we're in the billions now.
Not billions?
Still repetitive. So, and it's become such a big thing that Google has added a password checker onto their stuff. So if you store your password with them, they go, hey, this site has had a breach. We want you to update. We should probably update.
Hey,
so
that's actually pretty cool because that way you don't have to do anything and they'll notify you that your password's probably in trouble.
Credit Karma has a similar thing in that if your email address is in any databases, they'll tell you what it is and... There's actually a password that tells you not to use anymore because of that.
Do you guys use any sort of app for that as far as password security?
I use LastPass. It's really nice. It lets you generate them. It's got browser plugins. It works with Android. I think it's got an Apple.
It does, but it does not work the way it does on Android.
Yeah.
It's very inconvenient.
Apple has a lot of stuff locked down. They want you to use their keychain.
Which works pretty well.
Key manager or whatever.
I use it on my iPad really well.
Their out-of-the-box one works nice, but I mean, if you need those on another device, it doesn't work as well.
I just downloaded LastPass, but I haven't set up the password for my one password to rule them all. So
you're going to have to show me how you did that.
I got LastPass working, and I was able to shut off Apple's and turn on LastPass's.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, yes. Show me how to do that.
Okay, I will. Yeah, so I recommend there's LastPass, there's 1Pass. If you have Google's, you can put it usually saves a lot of your stuff in plain text. Google's even been trying to get everyone to stop doing that and say put a password over that and then they'll encrypt it. So as long as you use Chrome.
Okay.
But yeah, so those other ones, LastPass, 1Pass, they work on multiple devices, multiple browsers. Google's, and it's an extension on Google's Chrome for the check your password. And if you're curious, let's see, it was in here too. You can go to a website and haveibeenpwned.com. We'll put that in the show notes.
Hey,
you can type in your email address.
Put in the email address for Geeks Are Wired. See if we've been pwned.
See if any of my...
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, pwned. Oh, crap. We have two breaches. Huh.
Patreon and Tumblr, huh?
Huh.
Time to change our password.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if we were that far back. Oh, look. We'll have to do some updates.
Well, you must have been, because...
Oh, no, they're just saying that that's when stuff had happened.
Right, but they know that your password is from there. So what they do here is they get copies of these leaks, and then they just index them.
Actually, pretty sure the Patreon one's been updated.
So you're recently. Probably safe there, but your Tumblr, man.
Yeah.
I thought I shut that down, so I guess that's the other thing. You also you find might out what check exists.
That. You might want to check that before you post this episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see the password.
No, but you just change your...
It's been
just
leaked.
Just change your password.
All they have to do is just find
somebody has to go find the plain text giant.
They just have to go find that database. Yeah, they're out there.
There we go. So we're putting the link to this website. You can go check it out. Just type in your password. It does not say
not your password.
Your Gmail. Not password. Yeah. Put in your password.
Your email. Put in your email.
Yes, put in your email.
Or
use one of those.
It's or your username. I think it's just your username.
It said email. Email address.
Just try a username. Just do the Geeks Are Wired but without Gmail. I wonder if it'll work.
Well, they also have a passwords tab up there.
Okay.
And a domain search and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Passwords, what's that do? Click on it. Do it.
You can type in your password.
You can give them your password. Hey. And see if they've heard of it before.
And see, they work with 1Pass. Or 1Password, I guess. It's not 1Pass.
1Password.
Yes. There's more to that word.
Uno Password. Probably not Uno Password. Don't go to that. Just 1Password. The number 1Password.com.
Yes. But using those...
You're just reminding me of an episode of Rick and Morty where Rick just keeps like spouting off URLs at the end of the episode. He's like, www.rickandmortyfuntime.com. Yeah, it's a .com. www.rickandmortyfun. Woo! .com. rick.org.com/fun/time.
Yes.
That's what it...
I don't remember that part.
But it was the first season.
I'd believe it.
Yeah, I bet you would.
I think I watched that on Hulu, and I think Hulu probably just skipped the credits altogether. Because they do that. Don't they?
No.
It Netflix. Yeah, it'll be like next one playing in 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. It counts up, guys.
Counting
it's
is
like,
hard.
It's coming.
It's not just any 4, it's a 4.
All right. So here's the thing. I was up really late last night, and then I got up really early this morning just so I could get stuff done at work. The stuff is done. A little tired.
I question the quality of the
did
stuff
you get
you
good?
Did.
Did you also do that one thing I asked you to do?
I don't think so. I don't know what you asked me to do.
The thing that caused you all the grief, we suggested turning it into something else.
Oh, no, I definitely didn't do that.
We really need to do that.
No, there's no way that's happening right now.
This is great.
We'll talk about it later.
And now...
In other news...
Let's turn to our vague corner, where we talk about things in vague terms, and
yeah,
you have
corner.
No idea what's going on. It's different than the vagrant corner, where someone just pees on you.
We have a corner for
that's
that?
That's not a great corner. Speaking of vagrants, Anna and I watched a great show on Netflix called Russian Doll.
It's about Trump.
That one.
No.
No, it's not.
But Trump's at the center. But it's Groundhog Day plus Happy Death Day, but in a series with one of the actresses who played in actually a couple of the actresses from Orange is the New Black. It's a series. It said season 1, but it kind of wrapped up everything by the end of it. So I think it might just be self-contained. I wouldn't expect to see a series two, but you never know. These things sometimes they go on. But it was really good. Usually when I watch like Netflix shows and whatnot, I tend to do something else, like try to program or play Minecraft or mess around on my phone or something like that. But by the third to last episode, I was just sitting and watching, which tells you that I was really, really into it. And I did, like, there's not a ton of episodes, and it's not a lot of time, but so I was able to binge them all in one day. Anna was just kind of watching. She fell asleep, went downstairs, everything like that. But then I came home the next day, and she was watching it. She was, like, got into it that much. So, yeah, it's really good that, like, instead of, it's like Happy Death Day, where every time the character dies, she comes back in the same spot, and it resets and whatnot. But they last a little longer than just, like, a day. Like, she'll last a day or two and then die. So it's kind of unexpected.
So it's more like The Day After Tomorrow. That's the one where the guy is like a Marine or whatever and keeps dying, right?
No,
The Day After Tomorrow is a apocalyptic.
Oh man, what's the one I'm thinking?
Ice Age.
Well, yeah, it's an apocalyptic global climate change is going to kill you, and it actually predicted what's happening right now, just to like not as extreme.
Yeah.
So they said that huge like polar vortexes were going to happen and freeze all of the northern United States
and it kind of
northeastern
did
United States
just
and,
recently.
Yeah, and it was so cold that they had ice quakes in Chicago where the river like
the edge of tomorrow. Sorry,
the edge. Yeah. Oh, that was with the bank robbery, right?
I don't think so. It's
The train. No, Tom Cruise.
There
so
is
the
a
train's
train
another
one.
It was
is Source Code.
Yeah,
oh, Source Code.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
that,
this is a very common plot point.
Yeah, it's a common trope at this point.
Actually, didn't they renamed this one because it was such a terrible name that no one knew what it was called? It actually got renamed Live, Die, Repeat or something like that. I thought.
Hmm?
Oh man, that's probably another movie.
Well, it's basically what the movie was.
So anyways, it's a common trope, but this is a good variation on it because some of the like the character development goes along really nicely.
What are we talking about?
Russian
again?
Doll.
Okay.
Russian Doll. Yeah, sorry. I
wanted to bring that back.
But it
mostly because I was confused.
It brings certain facets to events that happened where you get to see like all sides of it and kind of explore like how these certain people will react under certain circumstances, and characters that you like kind of hate at first, you start to see them as a little more human and stuff like that. So, but all in all, it was really fantastic. There was great character development. There was good plot lines. It was funny, a little irreverent. And, it actually touched on themes of like, you know, more difficult scenes of like suicide and things like that, that, took it a little more seriously than, like, say, Groundhog Day did. Because they just made, like, suicide jokes at a certain point. They're just like, ha ha ha, look, he's grabbing the toaster and jumping in the tub. It's so funny. But this one kind of handles it a little more seriously and gives it the gravity that I think it deserves. So, but definitely worth a watch.
How do you give something gravity?
Make it serious, not funny.
You just add mass.
Yeah,
add mass.
Okay.
Dead Space? That's a video game.
It is a video game.
Oh.
I've never played it, actually.
Speaking of video games, Microsoft
very
wants
scary.
To bring Xbox Live to other platforms like Android, iOS, Nintendo Switch, and more.
So they want you to pay for Xbox Live and get access to other stuff on the...
So, I kind of heard about this. This one, like, they already have Xbox Live enabled on the Minecraft version of the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
The Switch version of Minecraft. And
my brain just processed it fine. Didn't even realize you said that backwards.
Anyways, so I think they're just looking to do something like that. They've done something like this on other games in the past, but that was way back in, like, 2013.
So, does this mean that when I'm playing Minecraft at home and if I want to play Realms, I got to pay to...
Okay, so
join a realm.
Okay, so Minecraft has two different versions. There is the original Java version, and then there is the Microsoft version. Is there three versions?
There's also Pocket Edition.
Yeah, no. Pocket Edition falls under the Microsoft version, because that's why I'm saying two, because of the realms. If you have the Java version, you can only play with friends the same Java version. If you have Pocket, the Windows 10 or Xbox, even the Switch, you can play in a different realm together. So
and
you
it's
only
not
have to
a
deal
realm.
With the tomb realm.
One of the
realm servers.
One of the devices is hosting that server.
There is.
You can pay for it too.
There is also
they have realms for it now.
A version that runs, I think, in Python or something
on a
Raspberry Pi.
There's a Pi edition, yeah.
And that one's kind of cool because you can hook code into it.
Hasn't been updated for a while, but I think it was based off a Pocket Edition.
Yeah, probably.
Because it has the same
limitations. So there's a lot of versions of Minecraft.
Well, when I say versions, but with the realms is why. With the realm servers.
There's also that 2D Minecraft, Terraria.
Yeah.
There's also that shooting Minecraft called Fortnite. But we'll get back to that later.
Wait, did that come up again this? Is that going to come up again this week?
It is going to be later in this podcast. We're going to talk more about it.
So,
but we're going to talk about this. We're not going to segue yet.
Oh, man, I want McDonald's.
I want a segue.
So is the point of this having Xbox Live on different systems, is it so that you can keep your same friends list and like voice chat and stuff cross?
In my opinion, I think it's because they realize their Xbox isn't doing too hot.
Hey, I think it's a solid idea. And if Nintendo's game for opening it up to more options, I mean, I've heard that the online experience for Switch isn't the best. So Xbox Live was always pretty solid.
But this isn't just going to be like Minecraft. It's going to be because there's going to be a full-on SDK to install so you can play these games on multiple devices. Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's Microsoft going, consoles may not be as much of the future as... You know, we had no. At least as it has been, because even Sony is pulling the thing that Microsoft pulled on the 360 and was like, "This isn't a game console; it's an entertainment console." And
that's what Xbox did on the Xbox One.
Yes,
they didn't do it so much on the 360.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, sorry, the Xbox. So okay. The current generation.
The current gen.
I don't know. I think they just want to like get everybody like using the Microsoft stuff on other platforms and whatnot, and then like it's free now, but then they're going to start like boning you and charging you for it.
Well,
that's
but
what
it's
they
not a bad idea.
Do.
No,
that is a bad idea. And screw it, I've hated it from the beginning.
So how do you like your Facebook?
I never pay for Facebook.
Yeah, how do you like it? You know all that information that you have out there.
I don't care.
I'm
not talking about that.
I'm not even
talking about that. I'm talking about you aren't hosting the freaking service.
Yeah.
I'm paying for the internet, and you got to charge me to use your gateway.
They have massive servers that they host.
No. I'm talking. I'm still talking about the crap that you. In order to use internet on your device, you have to go through us. They probably don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
But that's the kind of crap that they pull when you let them.
Yeah, if you have an Xbox, you can use your browser all you want. The Xbox Live service is different. It lets you play games with other people.
No, I get it. In order to watch Netflix.
It used to
on
be.
The
it
Xbox.
Used to be.
It used to be.
Not,
it's no longer.
No, they killed
that.
That.
I've said
fast.
That.
Okay.
I've said okay. that. No. But I'm saying that this is the sort of thing that they do if you let them.
Nintendo pulled the same thing and quickly pulled that one back. Sony came really close to it until both Nintendo and Microsoft did it. And
but so
they
Sony still makes you pay for their stuff too now.
So the thing is, though,
at Microsoft lets you get to keep your games.
That
Sony doesn't.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things, a lot of like models that allow you to host servers or allow people to host servers where you don't have to charge a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Fortnite made how many billions of dollars last year?
Three.
Yeah. And they don't charge a subscription or anything. They just have microtransactions to buy pretty clothes. Like
yeah.
It's not
so
even
would you rather have would you rather whatever. Have play to win then?
Not instead play of... to, not pay to win. Pay to look pretty.
Pay to look pretty.
That seems to be a viable subscription model.
Hey, right? I've seen some Fortnite dances where like the person like does a gravity lean and dodges a bullet. That's not just cosmetic. That's pay to win.
Anyways, so PlayStation also started off with doing the free thing, and their stuff got hacked repeatedly because it wasn't, they claimed it wasn't robust because of that. And by paying for it, it gave them budget to actually
that's what make I would it robust. Say too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, but they also Microsoft was like miles in front of them for the, or supporting their network with gaming.
Mm-hmm.
I can see an argument, now that you've said that, I can see an argument that says if you have to pay to enter, you're going to be less likely to hack with that account.
Yeah, that's also a good thing, too. I think
because then you're going to have to pay again to enter mm-hmm. again with a different credit card, yeah. blah, blah, blah. So it would keep. So I can see that argument. But at the same time, you know, we've had the model in the past, for example, on Counter-Strike, like, here's the software to host your own server, host your server and get do build communities. So, you know, there was plenty of communities that hosted servers, and I'm sure people are still willing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And then they set up things where you can pay to play with the people that you want to play with.
Yeah.
And so, other people can join for free and kind of leech off of your community.
So right here, it also talks about how stop scrolling. I was going to read that.
Yeah, he keeps like clicking it. Stuff. Like I see what I want to read off of his yeah. screen,
no.
and then he clicks stuff you, and ruins
the show notes are also available on your phone.
I know. I pulled up Pandora instead of Trello because my brain saw the P and said, that's Trello.
Trello.
Anyways, what I was going to say was that on that first bullet point for the takeaway, it says Xbox Live players are highly engaged and active on Xbox and PC. But now they can take their gaming achievement history and their friends list, their clubs, and more with them to meet almost every screen. There's no meet in there. I added the word meet because I misread it. But that's kind of a like the reason why I bring that up is that like on Xbox Live, I used to really care about my achievements.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah.
on PlayStation, the trophy system is just such garbage that I don't even care. Like it's hard to compare.
Right. Now. Well, I know that I do spend probably more time than I should, like comparing my Steam trophies to other people's.
That's Steam's also one that's kind of bad at that because I'm not really good at it either. But
really, I like that one because I've got, you know, I've got a friend who's got like basically, I can't say that she has every trophy for Puzzlecraft, but. She's got just about every achievement available in that game, if not all of them. I don't know for sure. I haven't checked her. But at one point, she had more hours in that game than any other person on the planet. So
that's nuts.
Yeah. So, but achievements are so stupid, too.
They like, used to be really like, cool, but now they're just dumb.
I don't know. No, okay, I'm saying they're stupid, but I'm obsessed with them, and it's ridiculous. I do stupid things just to get achievements.
They're just kind of cool, like, especially like the one thing I do like about PlayStations and Xbox may do this now. It'll tell you how rare it is,
mm-hmm.
like how many percentage of people who have installed it and played it have actually got it.
Yeah,
Microsoft does do that.
Like, oh, okay. like I was playing,
and it's really cool getting the really rare ones.
Yeah, I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5, and I was like, I wonder what happens if I just swim out to sea,
mm-hmm.
and if you go out far enough, you get like eaten by a shark,
mm-hmm.
You get an achievement for it. Oh, and, like, it's a pretty rare one. It took me, like, a good 5-10 minutes to get out far enough for anything. It wasn't swimming. I drove a boat.
But,
at a certain point, the boat just, like, glitched
mm-hmm.
and drove down underwater and then blew up, and then a shark got me.
Yeah.
It was weird. But, yeah. So, I got an achievement for it.
There's probably, like, a hard wall there, and so the boat just went.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just weird. It just acted really weird and then killed me. But it was worth it because I got an achievement that only 1% of the people have gotten.
Nice.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Because no one's boring enough to just drive.
I don't know. I used to do that on San Andreas. I took a plane and just went way out there, and the map got like this small, and the rest of the map is this big. And it would just keep you going, but you would obviously stop. I think it would either keep teleporting you back,
mm-hmm.
or there was just a wall there, and it would just stop letting you go anymore.
Personally, I think if I made a game like that, I would just like let you go and just like run a timer for how long it got you there, like how long, like just keep track of how far away from the thing you are, so that if you go out for 10 minutes mm-hmm. you got to drive back for 10 minutes
yeah.
just to be like, yeah, stupid, what are you gonna do?
Well,
now
they technically did that with was the cowboy one,
Red Dead 2.
Well, the idea that it's a giant map like a ridiculously like to go from city to city is actual amount of time.
On Red Dead Redemption 2 it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But that's the difference. A huge map is different than just Endless Ocean.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
So, and it, you know, it's hard because if you got those open maps, like it's hard to actually create a barrier without seeing it, like making it seem cheap.
Which is why all the Grand Theft Auto games have an ocean surrounding them.
Right. Right. They're played on islands. So
Elder Scrolls, you swim out too far, you get eaten pretty quickly. There's like stuff in the water.
I thought the water killed you in Elder Scrolls. Oh, that's Elder Scrolls Online. You're not talking about. I'm thinking Skyrim for some reason.
The water kill you in Skyrim?
If it's too deep? I don't even remember. It's been a long time since I played.
I know on Breath of the Wild, usually you're not supposed to be able to, like, they surround it with, like, mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there's one spot where you can get up pretty far, and there's just a hard barrier there. Certain things will go out of it.
Yeah.
But not you. Like, you can't throw items out of it. You can't. I think bombs will go out of it, but. That's a pretty hard barrier.
I've hit an empty wall in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Like, you got to really be dedicated to, like, wiggle up those. But I'm always, like, trying to get places I shouldn't be.
So, you really want to talk about Fortnite?
No, I don't.
I really want to talk about Fortnite.
Yeah, it's the game of the year. So, it's great if
it's
you, like, play other games.
It's a $1 billion franchise.
No. So if you play League of Legends, Fortnite is your best game because there was all these jerks, all these little kids playing. And now instead of playing League of Legends, they go and play Fortnite and screw with each other and you can play like with other
adults.
Does
that mean I could actually start playing League of Legends again and not get
probably
mad at people?
League of Legends, Dota, you know.
StarCraft, all sorts of games are open now.
No, they're still Koreans.
Well, I mean, you're not going to be good at those games, but you can go play them now.
And if there's any Koreans that listen to this, I apologize.
What? The Koreans dominate at StarCraft. It's not even worth playing. They'll just kill you in, like, 3 seconds.
You're stereotyping.
I don't understand
what you're
saying.
So people are really, really good. Will destroy you at games.
Yes.
And they're from Korea.
So
not always.
Fortnite.
Well, just StarCraft specifically.
All right, we're moving on.
Fortnite had a new idea. They had a virtual concert. It's not the first virtual concert, but it was the biggest.
Yes.
Because a lot of people play Fortnite.
They had Marshmello, whoever this hip
He's
new...
EDM DJ.
Marshmello, they did that song, the FRENDS.
He's like Deadmau5, but he has a marshmallow head instead, right?
I thought
right?
that was Deadmau5.
No, it's
Deadmau5.
It's Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
It's
we could Google how to pronounce it.
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5. He's got the mouse head.
You should.
Yeah. Google so Marshmello is essentially Deadmau5 all over again.
Can you Google how to pronounce that?
How to pronounce it? We'll
it's
do it.
It's
Deadmau5.
I know it is. I'm just messing with you. Oh, settle down.
No, I've heard it from multiple people though.
We will do it when we take our break to listen to Captain Bangles after this.
Okay, fine. We'll forget, but okay.
Maybe. All right, so but the really, really interesting thing about this concert, so it lasted 10 minutes, and Fortnite was able to identify that there were 10 million people that logged into Fortnite to watch the concert.
That's impressive.
That doesn't count Twitch viewers.
That is a huge concert. So, like, that might be the largest concert ever.
Was it Marshmello digitalized too, or was it just a video overlaid or something? They were digitalized, got it.
There you go. Yeah, it was got to go to the stage, and you still had to deal with people, you know, because you were still playing the game, so people could still kill you.
Oh, that's annoying.
That, you know, that's actually kind of cool, though, because you could spin up, like, a private match or something with your friends, and then you're all just in there, and I'm sure it was instanced, right? Like, it's not 10 million
it
people in
like
one place,
right
and
there.
So...
Well, you, okay, there was multiple, there wasn't, yeah, there was multiple...
Yeah,
you only
so,
get so many people into one.
Yeah,
map.
And so so it's just going to be playing the concert. So you could essentially have a private concert, and depending on the setup, like if you had VR stuff, like that's
That'd
cool,
be cool
as hell.
I'd like that.
So that's the future. I
weren't
think.
You guys just bagging on Fortnite?
Yeah, but this is essentially Second Life. This is Fortnite as Second Life.
Fortnite as Second Life.
Yeah. Maybe this is the direction they're moving in. This is how they're going
to
make $4
billion. To be clear, I never
bagged
on Fortnite. I just don't like it.
I'm If they do make it Second Life, I'm going to make myself a paper salesman. Not, I swear you.
Like, I don't understand.
Love The Office.
Oh, that's from The Office. Okay.
Well, yeah, Dwight in The Office had a Second Life account, and he just made himself, including the paper salesman stuff.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
That looks like a fun mosh pit for the game.
It's a marshmallow pit.
Oh man, if that were. Marshmallow. Like, if this were VR and they did make a mosh pit, I'd freak out so bad.
And that they announced it for days, so you knew what when it was going to happen. You go, and so that was, so that 10 million was watching it live.
Man, kids have really cool stuff nowadays.
Why do you say kids? You know you can actually log in to this game.
I know, I'm just saying, like, back when I was a kid.
There wasn't, I was talking about you still.
Old man Joey.
I mean, sure, that was like 2 years ago.
So here's another thing. As a kid, you'll get much more enjoyment out of this, I think, personally.
Yeah, I mean.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I like to consider myself an adult most of the time.
I don't know
how that happened, and I enjoy this.
8 to 10-year-old Bill, I think, would be just way more ecstatic.
Oh, man, there's all sorts of interactive stuff.
Yeah,
for the
concert. Turned off gravity at some point.
They're skydiving, essentially, because there's like a video in the background that's playing with him doing skydiving. So then they like turn like a wind tunnel effect on. So it's like really interactive. That's pretty cool.
I spent some time thinking about this. It was pretty sweet.
And the neat thing is it's probably replayable. So then you can do it again.
Yeah. Trying to see how they climbed up the tower. Oh, no, they just picked everybody up. They're like, gravity, non-existent.
Yeah, wind tunnel.
Oh, yeah, I think they just put like a fan under it with wind speed going up or something.
Indoor skydiving, essentially. Yeah. Well, but they're outdoors, but yeah.
Still looks totally fun, though. I would play that.
The biggest reason I stopped playing is because I hated it on the phone.
I just can't imagine.
So play it on the computer.
I have such a hard time with first-person shooters on consoles. And I know technically this is a third-person shooter, but it's kind of the same idea.
You can play it first-person, especially when you go in sniper mode.
Yeah, but...
But you also can play FPS.
I mean, the point is that, like, on a console, I have hard enough time because I don't have the fine motor skills on those analog controllers.
It takes time. Well. Also, you can buy those extensions, too, that help a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
or,
it's
Anna,
just an extension.
Would you like it if I got some extensions?
It's an extension for the analog stick.
For my analog stick. Anyways, I have a hard enough time with the controllers that I much prefer to do it on PC. I can't even imagine trying to play it on my phone. Like, that just seems a little ridiculous.
Well, you got the.
But you're playing with everybody, right? It's cross-platform, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't, like, you could be playing against someone on their phone, someone on a PC, someone on a Wii U.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not quite
Except
sure
for PlayStation.
How that works.
You know, they have.
No,
they have
I thought that got opened up. I thought that got opened up.
They might have fixed it. Or,
didn't we talk about that like a month ago?
Just play on PC and then you can still get wrecked by everyone.
Oh. I do pretty well on my phone. That's why I'm like, I enjoy like the other games.
I actually was looking at a laptop that was a gaming laptop, a Razer, that had a Fortnite pack with it that came for free with it. But I ended up getting the Republic of Gamers. Again, I didn't get it to game, but... Cause,
it's just a good, strong laptop.
Right,
you
it's,
can
a,
do
decent,
a, lot of
it's
with.
A decent, robust laptop, so I can do some like really lightweight JavaScript programming on it, but...
On my laptop, because Windows 10 was just like dogging really bad, like being really slow. Mm. I put Ubuntu on it.
Yeah, I've been thinking about just going Linux on it. The thing is that I've got some fancy features that I don't know that will work in Linux, like
they
the
should.
Backlit keyboard and stuff.
Well, the keyboard will work. I don't know if you'll be able to do the special.
Well,
lights.
The thing is, my mouse by default just goes to rave mode.
And
which
so
irritates some people.
So if he's stuck in rave mode during a meeting,
yeah,
it could be rough.
So
you should just, I don't know.
Because we plugged
get
it
a
into Joey's.
Mouse?
Yeah, we plugged it into Joey's computer.
I mean, that's a solution too. Get a non-rave
and
mouse.
It just went to rave mode right away. But it's pretty.
Or you could get into it and maybe try to disconnect the LEDs.
I'm not doing that. Then it would be less pretty. No, it so Bill has a fancy mouse with lights on it and stuff. My mouse and it's has slowly a rotating colors. Mine went like really quick. And there'd be multiple, it'd have multiple colors on it at the same time, but yeah. Like
mine has a 12 really key on fast. The side of it.
Ted's is more like a pride like parade. Like it's yeah. It's
yeah.
intense.
Yeah.
You could get one of those 12
it's
key
like
mouses.
Couples camping.
I admit this is
the 12 keys
oh,
on
I
the side.
I don't like those.
Yeah. I love them.
Actually, this one has extra buttons as it is. I like my 5 button. This one's like I still have an additional like shooter button next to the main index finger.
I map
and then
that
DPI
too.
And I'm like, "What?"
That did button right that? There, I map that to control. Because yeah. I can't reach the control key.
Did you buy
He's
that?
He's got these
it looks
stubby
like
little
Batmobile?
Hands.
That looks so fancy. It does look like the Batmobile or...
We'll just go with that.
The
we'll
Bill-mobile.
Say yes.
Batmobile mouse.
It's a Bill-mobile mouse.
Speaking of comics.
Batman. Bill-man.
We're going to go to Captain Bangles and talk about the new comics coming out next week. With that, we'll be back.
Hi, this is James from Captain Bangles Comic Cove, talking about comics that are going to be released February 13th, 2019. A quick reminder for everybody, Detective 1000 comes out in March. On the 13th issue, 998 will arrive, and it's been a wild ride so far since Thomas I has taken over the title. I highly recommend you check it out if you haven't already, and enjoy the ride to issue 1000 of Detective. Army of Darkness Bubba Hotep number 1 starts up, and they're two titles that are very, very that I'm very, very fond of movie-wise. I love anything Bruce Campbell has done, and there are two universes that should be completely combined. When Ellis time travels back to the 70s Vegas with the reveal of all new Necronomicon with Ash from Army of Darkness, so it'll be a great, great ride, and Elvis is going to be a guide for our wonderful, wonderful Ash. Saturday Sword of Conan number 1 comes out February 13, 2019. Conan's going to be adrift at sea, no food, no weapons. Death surely awaits him, but Conan is not so easily subdued. When he finds himself captured, he releases his might on an unsuspecting pirate crew, ones whose dark secrets will plunge Conan to the trail of an ancient treasure that may proved to be his undoing. And then, last but not least, Kevin Smith takes over with the start of a new season of Hit Girl. Our favorite adolescent assassin is going to be tearing through Tinseltown when she realizes her life's being dramatized for the silver screen. Hit Girl wages war on Fat Cat movie bosses and lures old enemies out of hiding in California bloodbath. All this run of Kick-Ass and Hit Girl have been great so far from Image. Even though it's not Mark Millar writing it, it's been a wild ride, and I recommend checking out this new run with Kevin Smith writing. Again, support your local shops. This is James from Captain Bangles Comic Cove in Pocatello, Idaho. Have a great day.
Two, one, return.
Hello, everyone. We're back. I hope you enjoyed that good old ad.
It wasn't well, bad.
It
no,
wasn't
we're just
ad.
Working with Captain
You're
Bangles.
You're right.
Because we don't talk about comics enough.
I apologize.
Everyone,
you should just rip that out.
Everyone loves Captain
hey,
Bangles.
Wait. That does remind me of something.
What?
Number one, we forgot to tell Tara to pay her rent. So
she actually forgot this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did
and
she
we
really?
And we didn't remind her because our things expired. Number two.
Mine was in my calendar.
I didn't get a calendar for it. We have a coworker who always forgets to pay rent, so we have notifications on our Outlook, and it expired and didn't tell us this month, and she legit forgot to pay her rent.
Mine told me, but it was like I was busy during the weekend,
oh,
and then I forgot.
Mine didn't even tell me. Anyways, number two, I just have to take a moment and say that Dave is great.
Yes.
Yeah, Dave is great. If you're Dave, the correct Dave, you're great. If you're the incorrect Dave, you're still probably pretty good, but I don't know for sure.
But
so
if you
I
pay us... We'll upgrade you to great.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And you'll be added to the supporters page.
Yeah. And yes. You can come talk to us in the chat on Discord.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you so choose. You don't have to.
Or get the podcast early.
You get the podcast early. And maybe at some point in the future, watch a video of us recording live.
Or at the very least, a live stream of the audio.
Potentially.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well, that's the there is the live stream, but nobody wants to do the live stream, so we're not doing the live stream.
Wait, who doesn't want to do the live stream?
Well,
Dave, at this
a
moment.
Couple of people. Mostly because if we start doing the live stream of the video, we have to watch what we wear.
Oh, no, excluding that. I'm talking about the external people wanting to watch.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
they just nobody wants to watch it. No one wants to pay for that one. So if fine, if you don't want to pay, then don't have to do it.
Oh yeah, that, I mean that's fair, but
we can just get some Geeks Are Wired shirts for you to throw on if you wear inappropriate things to the podcast.
Yeah, we'll just
I mean,
have extra Geeks Are Wired
we
shirts.
We have some.
That way you can cover up.
You're the only one that doesn't have a shirt.
Like, for example, I probably wouldn't be wearing this shirt.
Yeah,
like,
you
actually. You're wearing right now. Yeah. I wouldn't want to wear that on the podcast.
Fandom Con.
But, no. And I've got the same thing going on. So,
yes.
I probably wouldn't want to do that. But
all right, back to this.
Japan is...
going to hack their own citizens?
To find out if...
just to see how vulnerable,
they
are? Okay, so they actually passed a law so they can hack their people within their country to basically go, we need... they want to get ready for the Olympics in 2020 they're going to have. There's tons of IoT devices out there that have tons of vulnerabilities, and they're not even trying really that hard. They're like, hey, we want to do this so we can check the security on stuff. Hey, you guys should probably get your stuff fixed.
This is a huge, like, problem. I actually, like, people have connected devices, like, all sorts of stuff, you know, your router, your, like, security cameras, like, DVRs or botnets lately. But, I mean, just everything. Having, like, some knowledge of what you have connected to the internet can be a lifesaver. I had to email some people because they, I searched for a password for the Wi-Fi from college and just Googled it real quick because I couldn't remember what it was. I found someone had it shared as a PDF from a hard drive that they had shared locally. They plugged it into their router because they're like, oh, it can be available. It had their tax returns. It had family photos. It had everything. And it was all indexed on Google.
Of course.
So, so I emailed them and I was like, hey, by the way, your tax return's on the internet. You might want to unplug that. It took them 2 months before it disappeared.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had no idea how long it was out there before that, but I mean...
well, it's still cached and indexed, too, is the thing.
Yeah, some of it, but I mean...
it takes a while for that stuff to be uncached.
Yeah, but at least unplugging it takes it down a little bit, you know? Makes it harder to find.
You just access the cached version, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, IoT, where it can actually, like, be bad, you know, attack stuff, like, that's a problem. Everything's got processed.
Turning up the heat to 120 or...
that's okay. I mean, like, smart thermostats aren't too smart anyway, so they do that on their own a lot of the time, right?
Yeah.
But there's that, but there's also, like, all these cameras that have no security.
The cameras are...
you know, the cameras that took down the east of the Mississippi a couple years ago.
Was that cameras that did that?
That was really cool. It was mostly cameras.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Those are the DVRs I was talking about. They buy the cheap security package from Costco or whatever. You know, $200, they get 8 cameras and a DVR. That DVR is plugged right into the internet, and they don't change the password, and then it's a botnet.
Yep. Update your software. Update the passwords.
Well, that is nice where they're
put
like
a firewall in
where you've got. If you're going to do the smart things, if you go through like a hub and get Z-Wave stuff, it's the hub that's connected to the internet, not your individual devices.
But the hub could still be.
Well, the hub could
vulnerable.
Be, but that's one instead of 20.
Well, but that's something else is that hubs are not becoming as popular now that Google and Amazon are having their massive thing.
Is it not technically possible to have the like hijack the Z-Wave protocol and make the devices do certain stuff if they're powerful enough?
It is.
It might be, but they're still going to have to go through the hub.
They have to go through the hub gateway.
Yeah,
I know. So that's your.
And so that's where. But
and the
microprocessors. Processing power out of the
also,
like, hub.
Well, you can do that with firewalls, too.
The hub manufacturer has your back on security, though. Samsung should be putting some serious money into security. So, I mean, they've got your back there. You can also just blacklist that one device and then it can't hit
Lowe's?
The internet. Iris?
Iris. If you have Iris, they're not updating it anymore.
Well, they're canceling and they're actually...
discontinued.
I've heard that they are offering a... buyback program, which isn't really a buyback. It's more of a, if you had a hub, we'll give you some money.
Yeah.
So
it's not even the whole hub, even if it's any device.
Yeah, they'll give you money to buy an equivalent, like SmartThings version.
As long as it doesn't work on any new things like SmartThings.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Certain Iris devices will work on SmartThings without any issues.
They will, but they're also, I think they also open sourced it enough to where they will actually, I think they're going to develop modules for each of them. So I think they'll still probably buy it back if you really want to.
But it's the thing is what I had heard, and this is all just secondhand knowledge. I apologize if I'm giving out false information, but
so far you are not.
But what I had heard is they'll they'll pay you for it, but they won't like actually ask for the device back. So they'll say, you know, we'll buy it back, you know, air quotes, but you keep the device because it's basically useless to you unless you're, you know, got electrical knowledge and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. I don't think that part's correct. I think they do.
Do they actually need you to send it to them? Because one of the person who told me this said that he didn't have to send his stuff back, but it could be that he misunderstood.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he
also told me about this, but I guess I didn't hear the follow up, so I'll have to ask
him. Maybe you just don't ask enough questions, Anthony.
No, I mean, he told me he was going to do that. Like, he was going home and cataloging everything so that
He was going to hook stuff back up so that he could do it. So I, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
So he could prove that they were still on.
So they could actually still work.
Yeah, I also heard they're open sourcing it too, though. So if you want to use the devices still, you can work on legit modules instead of hacky modules to get stuff working on the SmartThings API.
Well, we will.
We'll keep you updated.
Yeah, we'll throw information in the show notes. It's effective until their service will stay effective until March 31st.
Yeah, and it tells you in the app, too. I had another coworker that didn't know about the buyback that was showing me his phone. He's got, like, a switch or something like that, like one single light switch or something. I don't even know what. It connected to it, and he's, like, showing me his app. He's like, it's not going to work after March. That's really crappy. And I'm like, yeah, get your money back from him.
He got his money back today, $40. He showed me.
Oh, yeah?
And he was like, yeah, this wasn't even, like, He didn't have to buy it. He got it as like a freebie with buying a Christmas tree or something a few years ago.
Was it? Was it?
His name starts with an R. And he likes the lights off. On. He likes the lights on.
Romero. Regus Romero. That's who it was.
Anyways.
Regus Romero.
New guy?
Welcome to the Vague Corner, where we talk about our coworkers that you don't know.
New guy?
Not new guy.
Afterwards,
same name.
Same name as the new guy.
We're done. let's get out of the Vague Corner.
You know,
done with the Vague Corner.
We are now leaving the Vague Corner.
We have enough listeners that we probably, they probably don't want to hear about all the... I don't know, maybe that's not true. So... I was going to say that they probably don't want to hear about all the gossip about what's going on at work. But on my Facebook, my neighbor, who is the ex-wife of one of my good friends.
That you don't know.
None of you people know him. Well, some of you might. But anyways, I knew her, and she would sit out on her front porch and talk really loudly at like midnight. And I got really irritated, so I just started typing out everything that she was saying or giving a summary of what she was talking about. And I got so many people interested in her life, like what was going on with her. Like when she moved and I stopped doing those updates, I got like 8 or 9 different people telling me like, hey, what's going on with your neighbor? What's the update with her? And I'm like, she moved. I was very surprised at how many people cared about like random people that they wouldn't even know.
You keeping everything up? Maybe that's it. Maybe
we should start a podcast and just talk about like what the people at work said and did, and just not tell the people at work that we're talking about them.
You know, there's people at work that listen to the podcast.
I know,
right?
Right. That's why I'm
quite
saying
a few
we don't
actually.
Tell them.
We'll call it the Vague Corner.
One of them are people that you don't want to piss off because they control.
I don't care.
All the things. Let's just go with that. Right. Enough Vague Corner. Move on to less
Vague
Corner.
Less vague.
Less vague.
Spotify is buying Gimlet and Anchor in podcast push.
Gimlet.
So when you buy a turkey and you reach inside of it,
okay, what's
Gimlet
in the form? What? No, Gimlet, not Giblet.
Oh, it's what you drink alcohol from, a Gimlet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Harry Potter and the Gimlet of Fire.
Why?
All right.
It's the dwarf from Lord of the Rings.
No, for real. It's just a smaller version of a large gim.
Okay, Bill, can you tell us what Gimlet is?
After he stops laughing.
I'm more interested in what Anchor is.
It's the same thing as Gimlet.
What the heck is a Gimlet?
Hey,
so Gimlet.
We're about to learn. I'm assuming it's music related since Spotify purchased it.
I can't.
No, they're not music related.
Whoa, is it hardware?
No.
Oh, man.
They're a podcast network.
Okay, oh, that's kind of what I thought.
Whoa, that's relevant. That's not in the vague corner at all.
No.
Not even in the slightly less vague corner.
So Spotify does.
I'm pretty sure it's the dwarf from Lord of the Rings.
Isn't that Gimli?
No.
All right, whatever.
Okay, so it's podcast networks, and they're buying two of them at once?
It's the bad guy in all the Zelda.
And they have $500 million more dollars to acquire additional things?
Yes.
You mean...
That's pretty impressive.
So wait, is it just like a like a web ring? Is that what,
okay, so
what it is?
Some of the, you know, not like Geeks Are Wired, where we're our own thing. There's larger groups where they started, and they have bunch of...
Oh, so they have a lot of different podcasts under the same umbrella, kind of like the Nerdist and
This Week in Tech and
Phoenix or Onyx the Fortuitous and that sort of thing.
So yeah, you were so
it's
Gimlet,
a network for podcasts.
Yes, so they purchased two of them though, so they're gonna have a bunch of podcasters. Their idea behind it is that at least half the time is we're listening to stuff. You're listening to the podcast right now. You listen to your music. Spotify, you know, instead of watching TV, you also listen to things on the road, whatever. They're trying to get in on this to go, hey, we also have talk stuff that you guys want to listen to also.
Talk stuff.
Man, this might get me to actually purchase Spotify, like a subscription.
So, actually, that's something else. If you have an EDU account, because Spotify, the payment was kind of so-so, but they're keeping people around a little longer, you can get Spotify Premium, Hulu with commercials, and I want to say maybe Showtime. I'm not sure if that's one of the other ones. For $5 a month.
That's a hell of a deal.
It's like the student Spotify discount.
There he goes again swearing.
That's a heckin' deal.
Yes. I should probably make sure. I want to say it was three things. Yeah, Hulu, Showtimes, and Spotify Premium.
Really?
Student, if you have an EDU email, and some people may still have theirs because their local student thing was never shut down.
Well, some universities just said this is your email for life if you want it. Yeah.
I don't say anything.
So, like our local one.
We're just going to put, we'll put stuff in the show notes. So if you have an EDU, whether because you're going to a school
or you have gone to a school, maybe you dropped out of school.
A gimlet is a cocktail.
Is it a smaller version of a gim?
No, it's a...
A gim is a giant cocktail.
It is
otherwise
a cocktail typically made of 2-part gin and 1-part lime juice.
That's actually James Kirk's son. A gimlet. I'm really enjoying the smaller version of the big
one. That's a Jameslet.
So, but Gimlet was purchased for $200 million, which is kind of a big thing. So,
are we talking about Jim again?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gimlet.
Gimlet. That's a pretty cool acquisition, though. Like,
yes.
That makes me interested in Spotify.
We're on Spotify.
I need...
We're not part of the Spotify network, but we're on Spotify.
We are listed on there.
Yes.
As a podcast.
Maybe if many people listen to us through Spotify, they may pay us money, but I don't know. But there's also Patreon, which is helpful more directly, people.
That's okay if you don't. We understand.
It'll happen.
There's a lot of people wanting your money, and just more subscriptions is harder. I think there's, like, before it was, like, one, like, cable, right? Like, that was it. It was just cable. Like, you had your phone bill and stuff, but real, like, as far as media goes, it was just cable. That was it. And then, like, this other stuff coming along, like,
then you got Netflix.
And then, yeah, Netflix showed up, and Pandora, and YouTube.
Actually,
and Hulu.
You would still pay for your records, your tapes, your CDs.
No, but you'd buy them individually. It wasn't.
You
a
can still buy them individually.
Service. No, but I'm saying that more and more things are just going to subscription services versus not.
And I've looked at stuff like that. Like, I got onto Google Music because I listened to. I want the variety.
Right.
Because for a while I was like, it's not worth it. I would only buy so much, but I would actually buy sound or the albums or the songs or right. whatever.
Yeah, I heard a news story this morning because my wake up routine on my Google Home is play news stories, and I've basically selected every news outlet there is there, except for certain ones that I'm not ideologically opposed to. I won't tell you which ones that are, but I'm sure you guys can guess if you listen to this podcast regularly. Anyways, one of the stories on there was that Nickelodeon is trying to figure out streaming because they don't want to start their own streaming, like another streaming service.
They have one, but you have to show that you're part of a network.
Right,
to
you have
it.
To have a cable.
Well,
whatever.
There's
so
a lot of those.
So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with
Netflix
with their brand, and I'm like, it seems like a no-brainer, just sell yourself to Netflix and Hulu, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't seem to want to do that, so they're trying to figure out what they're gonna do. They've made they're doing two movies, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and
Loud House.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is, so but yeah, they're
Loud House.
They're doing that for Netflix. But I would love to see Steven Universe on freaking Netflix. Like, new season. So I'm like two seasons behind, and I've watched them, I assume, illegally uploaded onto YouTube.
Yeah.
But I would love for like my part of my Netflix subscription to go to Rebecca Sugar because I think she's awesome. And, and I feel bad for just watching it on Hulu or on YouTube. So, but yeah, that's my thing. There was something that we watched recently that we were going to spoil this time. We're running low on time there, Bill.
If you want to,
yeah. Spoil away.
We're going to talk about a movie. I think we should spoil the whole trilogy, right?
Got like 5 minutes.
I know.
Go for it.
So
spoiler alert.
So yeah, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Glass or
Split
or
Unbreakable,
do it. Watch them in order. But you should probably go ahead and end now because we're probably going to do this and just end the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of pumped about the way Glass ended the trilogy and made all of it worth it. I mean, what do you think, Anna?
I think it was definitely the best one out of the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was definitely shattering, like watching it. So it was definitely the best out of all three.
It was shattering because he punched Mr. Glass right in the chest right at the end, basically killing him. But it was interesting because, at the end, M. Night Shyamalan isn't exactly subtle on some of the things he does. So like when there's a fight going on and he pans over really long over a puddle, like, mm-hmm. He did that for a reason and that there's probably something's going to happen with that puddle. So, you kind of get the idea that, oh yeah, he's probably going to kill Bruce Willis in that puddle, or at least try to. At the very end, it kind of becomes obvious that the lady, not comes obvious, but like their whole plan to like the secret society's plan to keep supers down, like they end up killing them. But the thing that kind of irritated me through the whole thing is they capture these people and they try to convince them that they're not super powered, but at the same time they obviously have mechanisms in place to counteract them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so if Bruce Willis was truly delusional and wasn't like weak to water and wasn't super powered, then why did they put him in a room full of like water to spray him when he decided to try and get out? Like, that seemed like a huge plot hole the whole time through, right? And it still bugged me.
So the fact they were supposed to, they're trying to talk you out of it, but right. They obviously know you have this power.
Right, exactly. Because if you go to a real like, I mean, well, I don't know, because I've never been to a real mental health facility of this style or anything like that. But they have techniques of subduing people and whatnot that they wouldn't need to, like, put the flashing lights to, you know, trigger the horde, like, keep the horde from becoming the beast and being super powerful, or they wouldn't need to keep Bruce Willis's character. I can never remember his name, but they wouldn't need to have all that water for Bruce Willis's character, because and in fact, having that water there, if your goal is to, like, get rid of the delusion, having the water pipes there and everything like that is counterproductive, because you're like, it's obvious that they're there because they have to be there, not because of whatever.
Mm-hmm. They were basically being rehabilitated, kind of, in a way, right?
Right, but like, she was trying to convince them that they didn't have the superpowers, because she wanted to try and get the, like, they were trying to find a way to, like, negate their superpowers without killing them.
Right, but also keeping them secure and making sure that they weren't going to tear each other apart as well.
Right, but I think the ultimate goal was to be able to let them back out into the world just as normal people, and they would just act as normal people. And I mean, it almost worked for Bruce Willis's character until Glass went through with it. But despite that plot hole, the James McAvoy, the Horde, or whatever he calls himself,
the Beast.
The Beast is the one character, but the whole group is a group. All the personalities as a group was, I think they called him the Horde or something like that. He was an amazing actor, both in Split and in this one. And he just continued. He just continued to be awesome. And the end fight scene was just amazing, where they had the Beast actually loping through the field, like running that way, and he was like running the way you would think that a wild animal would, on all fours, to jump and attack and whatnot. So that was really amazing, and I really enjoyed that. So and then I think both Anne and I were crying at the end.
There, it was kind of an interesting storyline, because they kind of had an attachment to one person throughout the entire series, like, as you kind of go along, because Glass had his mom, and then we had, like, Bruce Willis and his son, and then we had, I guess, James McAvoy's character.
And the girl with the...
Yeah, the girl that he let get away in Split.
Mm-hmm. Casey Cook.
So, right, so she...
Because
like,
all like it seemed like all of his alters liked her.
Well, they did, but also she had... Which the Beast was even, like, punishing those who have never had a bad
life. Right. But they all had their own reasons for liking her, is the thing. Yeah. Like, they liked her for different reasons, because the little boy was like, she's my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
We kissed, you know. And the Beast was like, saw her all
that,
you
she
know,
was
tattered
actually
and
broken.
Torn. Mm-hmm. And the original person, what was his name, Jeff or something like that? I can't remember. Anyways, the original one, like, made a really deep connection with her and was like, please kill me.
His name was Kevin.
Kevin, you're so good at that.
Yeah, Kevin was the main guy that...
You say his whole name and he comes out?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. But, like, it was just the way that it ended, where they, like, revealed that the superheroes exist and whatnot. And so the whole, like, everything that they did was ultimately futile, because Mr. Glass is so smart and had a plan.
That was very comic booky.
Right. But it was interesting to see that he was, like he had planned everything out, but it still didn't go the way he planned. Because it was clear that he didn't actually intend to die, but he saw at a certain point, like... I messed up. Like, he could tell before anybody else that he was done. Like, he knew that he was done before he even, like, got hit or anything like that. I think his plan was eventually to tell, because he said, don't tell him who I am yet. Because it was revealed that Mr. Glass, he killed the
Kevin's
Horde's father, who would have stopped his mom from abusing him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Beast wouldn't have come out at all. Like, he still had the splits, the alter egos, but not
I'm not sure if he did yet.
No, I think he did because the one lady, the psychologist lady that ended up dying in Split,
mm-hmm.
She talked about how people had this condition. I can't remember exactly what they called it, but if you looked at the flashback scene, he was holding a pamphlet to go talk to a doctor of some sort to get him the help that he needed because he knew that his wife was there. Okay. But the beast was born specifically to protect him from his mother.
Okay.
So if his mother wouldn't have been there, he still would have had like the altars with diabetes or mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But the beast specifically came out to protect him from his mother. So he even says like, "You created me, but you're not any you're I can't let you live," basically. So, but yeah, overall, I liked the plot of the whole thing. I enjoyed the acting, James McAvoy's acting, and I really enjoyed the way that everything was filmed, and they did a really good job with the special effects and everything because they didn't go over the top.
I would agree with that.
All right.
That's all I got to say about that.
So, famous last words. Ted.
Don't let it end like this. Tell him I said something funny.
I think you should go out and watch Glass. And if you haven't watched the other two, definitely watch those first and then watch Glass.
Gimlet.
Why aren't blueberries blue?
Telling your evil doppelganger to go screw themselves is a terrible idea.